The next coach on the teleconference is Penn State's James Franklin. Penn State hosts Michigan on Saturday, 7:30 p.m. Eastern Time kickoff on ABC. Coach, thank you very much for joining us. Would you like to make an opening statement today or go straight to questions?
No, open it up to questions, please.
We'll take those now.
To ask a question, please press star 1 on your telephone keypad. As a reminder, there are no questions in the queue following 2 prompts, so we'll conclude that coach's portion of the call. Your first question is from Adam Rittenberg, ESPN.
Hey, James. Going into the season, there was so much talk nationally about the year of the quarterbacks, and you heard about so many of those big names. But, you know, at this point in the season, you're hearing about Saquon, you're hearing about Bryce Love at Stanford. It seems like the running backs have kind of risen up. Any reason for that, you think? Is the quarterbacks being targeted more or just exceptional players at the running back position? But it seems like those two guys especially have kind of stood out nationally.
Yeah, to be honest with you, I don't know. I haven't spent any time kind of thinking about it or studying it to speak, you know, from an educated standpoint on it. We're just really focused on Michigan and getting prepared for that game. You know, obviously, you know, I think Saquon Barkley, I've been doing this for 23 years at every level, including the NFL. I can't imagine there's a better running back and playmaker than him. You know, I've been doing it a long time, and that's no disrespect to Bryce. You know, I think, you know, he's obviously a special player as well, but, you know, what Saquon is able to do is very, very unique.
With all that he's able to do, how difficult is it from a defensive standpoint to, quote unquote, take him out of the game or limit him as they're trying to do?
Well, I think a combination of things. I think number one, because Saquon is a very, very effective receiver and, you know, for a while leading the Big Ten in receptions, you know, the fact that he's thrown a touchdown pass, the fact that he's returned to kickoff for a touchdown, you know, the fact that we use him in so many different ways and the fact that Saquon has developed himself in all these different ways allows us to be creative from a game plan perspective. But when you run a one-back offense, that's where we're different than some of these guys. Where you run a one-back offense, they can overload you, you know, and you know, take your running game away with your running back just based on numbers. So, you know, for us, you know, being able to use him so many different ways and get the ball in his hands, you know, allows us to make sure that he's going to have an impact each week, and I think causes some headaches for some defensive coordinators.
Thanks, Dan.
Your next question is from Dan Hope, 11 Warriors.
James, Urban Meyer said last week that he thought the Big Ten should cap it so that teams don't have to play more than 2 road night games per year. I was just wondering if you had any thoughts in regards to whether there should be a rule in place so teams don't have to play 3 or more road night games a year.
Yeah, I think that's fair. I mean, you know, those night games I know are great for the fans, but it's brutal. You know, it's brutal on the players and it's brutal on the coaches. I mean, I know after our Iowa game, we didn't get back here until I think 4:30 in the morning. You know, and that's a challenge. You know, that's a real challenge. So, I think that's something that would be worth a discussion point after the season, you know, and something to talk about. I know that creates some challenges for the conference and that creates some challenges in general, just from a logistics standpoint. But, I understand the sentiment.
Thanks, Coach.
Again, if you'd like to ask a question, simply press star, then the number 1. Your next question is from Edward Ashoff, ESPN.
Hey, James, when you look at Michigan's defense, what has made them so tough stopping the run this season?
Well, I mean, you know, to me, it's two things. They got really good personnel. I think Maurice Hurst is one of the better D tackles in the country from what I've seen on film and stuff I've read, you know, talking about him being a top 10 pick as well as Rashawn Gary and all the other guys they got playing defense for him. And then, you know, just look at Don Brown's history. I mean, I think he had the number 1 defense in the country when he was at Boston College, and now he's doing it again at Michigan with different personnel. So, you know, Don's what I would describe, and I mean this as a compliment. Don's a greedy defensive coordinator. Most defensive coordinators are going to take something away while giving you something else. Most defensive coordinators are going to give you the wide field throws, you know, say that a college quarterback can't consistently throw, you know, the wide field hitch or the wide field out or a wide field comeback. and they'll give you that while taking all the short throws in the run game away, where Don, you know, he's going to overload the box. They're going to have a bunch of guys on the line of scrimmage in blitz, you know, demeanor, bring people from all different angles. You know, he's going to take the short throws away by playing press man coverage. And, you know, Don doesn't want to give you anything. You know, Don was a defense coordinator at Maryland when I was the offensive coordinator, and I used to go against him, and it was challenging because you're getting unorthodox looks. You're getting, you know, basically cover one or cover zero almost every play. You know, Don's kind of overall philosophy is solve your problems with aggression, and that's how they play. And for most people, that's high risk, high reward. And what Don's been able to do is, you know, be able to play that style of defense without giving up too many big plays. And, you know, obviously he's getting the best of both worlds.
And not a lot of teams have had much success running on him, but Michigan State almost hitting 160. What did you see from what they did that could help you guys out and help Saquon out?
Well, I think what helped them is they were able to keep the score down low, you know, with their defense, which allowed them to be patient with the running game and just kind of keep pounding it up in there and keep hammering it. And I think whenever you do that with talented players, you're going to have the ability to break some big plays. And, you know, and that's what they were able to do.
Thank you.
We can take one last question for Coach.
Your final question is from Steve Hillwagon, 24/7 Sports.
Hi, Coach. Obviously, the next 3 weeks look very difficult with ranked teams each week. And just curious, I know your complete focus is on this week in Michigan. Just how important was it last week to get that time for everyone to heal up and prepare for what looks like it could be, you know, potentially 7 games in 7 weeks and 4 or 5 very good opponents and just a very difficult stretch run for your guys?
Yeah, we're excited about the opportunity to play Michigan this week, and the bye week was helpful from a recruiting standpoint, from a health perspective, from a development of our younger players. You know, there's no doubt there's real advantages in all those things and helping us get ready to play well this Saturday against a tremendous opponent, against a tremendous coach and a school that's got unbelievable history and tradition. It's going to be a real challenge for us.
Very good. Thanks, Coach.
Thank you.
Coach, thank you for your time, and we'll talk to you again next week.